Previously on Left Behind.
Howie Johnson, would you happen to know if Conrad vouches for him?
Neither of them actually exist. I'm afraid you're being played.
I just learned that Akbar and Stefanich have communicated personally several times today.
What?
I just can't imagine George is still alive.
Perfect prison, other than the fact that there's no oxygen.
Rayford, I don't believe I will ever again be going back to Chicago.
We have to find Sebastian.
That just got tougher.
Well, granted, but these clowns just got me mad.
Based on The Remnant, the 10th book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 114 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Yeah, sounds like downstairs stuff.
How should I know? About 20 of them look like that.
Okay, well then maybe this side is first floor. Alarm system, emergency lights, outside lights, stairwell lights, elevator. Here it is. No, there's no vent or fan. Looks like the whole thing's on one breaker. But I have to. He's going to suffocate in there. Oh, no way. I open the doors and I'll have to watch him every second. Well, what if I turned it on, but kept the outside doors locked? I can run up the stairs and lock them on every floor. Even if he punches the buttons, there's nowhere for him to go, right? Okay, I'll call him. Hey, California, you still alive? Oh.
Gotta get her to open that door. She's gonna flip the breaker for the elevator so the fan comes on. Which means I should disable the fan. Before she gets back. I can't reach the wiring. But if I wedge the housing and bend the fan blades, maybe that'll keep it from... turning.
Yeah.
It's Chang.
What do you got?
Okay, I'm guessing. So what you do with it is totally up to you.
Terrific.
I think there's only one car following you, and it's not official GC. They farmed out your surveillance to two morale monitors. They're armed, of course, but all they're supposed to do is report who you warn about a raid.
But you're guessing.
I'm pretty sure that's what I heard from an assignments recording.
How sure?
55%.
Great.
That's funny.
Well, I was kind of hoping for at least 60.
Huh?
If I can get you to move to 60, I'll buy this car today.
What?
Yeah, forget it. Any chance this hunch is 60-40?
Max.
Yeah, good enough. We'll work with that.
Blame me, and that would make me really
unlocking these doors. I have a full clip in my Beretta. And if you try anything, I'll empty it into your skull.
Oh, God. God, forgive me for what I'm about to do. Time to play dead.
Okay. Now don't even think about moving. Them finding you shot would be much better for me than them finding you... What's that smell? Better not already be dead. Going to check for a pulse with my left hand. But in my right hand is a gun pointed directly at your forehead. You're not...
Well, Elena, the good news is... I'm not dead. The bad news is... You are!
Open up.
What do you want?
I have an urgent message for you, sir, but I don't want to yell it for the whole street to hear.
What is it that it is so urgent?
I wanted to let you know about a sweep through this neighborhood later tonight.
What, a sweep?
A raid.
Looking for what? I have the mark of loyalty. See?
We knew you were a loyal citizen. We wanted to warn you early so you wouldn't be alarmed.
Well, it is too late for that. You have sufficiently alarmed me!
I apologize. Good night. Well, that went okay. But I wasn't watching. You get a chance to zap anybody?
What?
With the ray gun.
You're pretending you're not afraid?
Oh, trust me, I'm terrified. I can't feel my toes.
Well, I didn't see anyone. I don't know if that means they're very good or we're very paranoid.
They're probably both. You want to hang around and see if the GC shows up?
I hope you're not serious.
Yeah, of course not. But you have to admit it'd be fun. Especially when they asked that old guy if he was tipped off about the raid.
So where to now, Batgirl?
Yeah, let's head north. Look for some place we can duck out of sight and wait.
Wait for what?
I don't know. Mac and George to
wander up. Okay, sure. Sounds like a plan.
This is Atif Naguib.
Is this the boss?
Who's calling, please?
I memorized two numbers, yours and our friend in New Babylon.
I don't recognize the ID. Please tell me who you are.
I'm calling on an unsecured phone that used to belong to a close friend of mine. Unfortunately, she just passed away suddenly. While she was alive, she referred to me as California.
Is this... They found you?
They who? I just busted loose. Is there a safe house around here? Somewhere I can crash until I figure a few things out.
Listen to me. Three people are on their way to find you right now.
Waiting around was not an option. I'm already moving and I need a destination.
Yeah.
Mac, good news.
I'm listening.
I heard from Ray. George escaped.
Oh,
we've got him hooked up with a believer who's showing him the back way to the co-op in Ptolemy.
What believer?
What?
Who's leading him in?
Ray called the co-op direct. They sent some kid named Costas out to get him.
All right. Given the way this night is going, I'm not in a hurry to trust anyone right now.
I hear that.
Okay, so that leaves Chloe and Hannah in the most danger at this point.
I did get to them before they contacted the co-op. Right now, they're heading north to lay low and wait.
They still got a tail?
Not that they're aware of.
Good, good, good. So I gotta get back there, hook up with those three, and get out of Dodge.
Sounds about right.
All right, listen, how'd you stumble across this Akbar Stefanovic connection?
I'm really sorry about that, Mac. I completely missed it up front and led you right into a trap.
No, forget about it. No way to guess that. Besides, you saved our butts a bunch of times tonight, so what's the scoop?
Stefanich had a missions potential assessment in his file. It's what he submits to the higher-ups, including Akbar. I broke through the security code, got the whole plan.
Yeah, what was the plan?
Draw you, Chloe, and Hannah into the woods. They hand over Sebastian and then follow you to the Judite underground. They take it down, and Stefanich gets promoted to the palace.
I see. So I'm guessing old Nelly's not too happy right now.
He's pretty cranked up looking for you. He's moved all those people you saw in the woods back to help in Ptolemy.
Ah, great. You think they know George is out?
They were worried when they couldn't get through to Elena for a while, but they've reached her now, and she says everything's fine.
Really?
Yep.
Well, what do you make of that?
Not sure. Sebastian says she was dead. Says he has her phone.
How'd you hear this?
Ray talked directly to George.
You're sure?
What do you mean?
Again, it's a who do you trust kind of world out here, Chang. You really believe George pulled off the voice of a young girl and then convinced Stefanich that everything was okay?
It is kind of a stretch, isn't it?
Turn right here. How bizarre is that?
What do you mean?
Well, Max said we were probably walking distance from George when he escaped. We could have driven him to the co-op.
And ruined it for everybody. Where's Mac now?
No, he's working his way into town. He's headed towards the pub to pick up George. He gave me a spot where we can ditch the car and lay low until he catches up with us.
Which way?
Keep going north. We'll be right off the main road that leads to the airport.
How are we going to know where to stop?
No, that's easy. We'll pull off just before the checkpoint.
Glad I asked.
This looks like the place. We got a utility pole across from the double garage. Now, where's the door to the basement? Bathroom. This one. Bingo. I'm looking for a friend from San Diego.
No friend here. Go away.
He should have arrived a little while ago. Look, I'm here to help.
Who is your favorite angel?
Angel? Michael.
Let me see your hands.
Whoa, careful with that gun. I'm looking for George.
Is that him?
I don't know. It could be. Not wild about the uniform.
It's part of the plan to get you out of here.
Out of where?
Marcel and Georgiana.
What about them?
Ray sent you to pick them up at the conclusion of Operation Eagle, an op that saw, amongst other things, a pair of air-to-air missiles take a shortcut through the windshield of a Huey you were flying.
GC wouldn't know that. That's him. Come on in. You must be Mac.
George, how's your stay in Greaseburg?
I'm pretty average. How about yours?
Same old, same old. Nice to finally catch up with you. Never made it easy.
Good to see you, too.
So, you okay?
Just bruises. I'm fine.
Good to hear it. Hi, I'm Mac McCollum.
I am Mrs. P, and this is my son, Costas.
Ah, nice to meet you.
Yes, we are all part of the resistance here.
I'm the cousin of Kronos.
We heard what happened. I'm sorry for your loss.
Costas bought us some time. The phone rang a while ago when he disguised his voice. Elena assured her partners I was still there.
You did that?
Sebastian is still locked safely in the elevator.
Best we can tell, they bought it.
Nicely done. Nicely done. All right, now, moving on. There's a manhunt on for me right now, and it won't be long before they find out the truth and add George to the wanted list. I have two compatriots on foot near a checkpoint to the north, and you people need to hightail it out of here. The GC are crawling all over looking for this place.
They know we're here?
No, I don't think so. Not yet. But for safety's sake, I suggest you clear out. Mr. Kronos, somebody told me you have a truck.
Yes.
Is it available?
Two blocks from here.
All right, listen, I want to buy it.
No, not necessary.
Actually, it is. You'll probably never see it again once the GC get a hold of it.
I do not need the money.
All right, how about the co-op, the underground, anybody?
Yes. I'll take it and put it to good use.
Great. Now, tell me about the truck.
Not very fast. A 5-speed manual transmission. Very heavy, but powerful.
4-wheel drive?
Yes.
Okay, good. George and I will take the truck and pick up our other team members. Now, the GC probably expect us to head to the Ptolemy Airport. That won't happen. We flew into an abandoned strip 80 miles west of here. If all the pieces fall into place, that's where we're flying out of.
I want to come.
Sorry?
Let me come with you.
I can't do that. Unless you're going all the way to America with us, there would be no way for you to help us and get away.
But I
need you here to help evacuate the co-op. Now, we will take all the ammunition you can spare.
I borrowed an Uzi and a Beretta from my hostess.
Nicely done. Hopefully the ladies hung on to their weapons as well.
All right. Now, there's nothing wrong with praying while we work, huh? Kostas, you put ammunition in this laundry bag, and I'll ask God's help for our friends.
Thank you, ma'am.
Our God, we thank you for our brothers and sisters in Christ and ask you to put around them a fiery ring of protection.
Yes.
Give them Godspeed, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Kostas, where should we go?
Go? I'm not going anywhere.
But you heard what he said. The GC are preparing a raid.
Yeah, to another location. But even if they discover us, let them come. We are prepared.
No, I won't let you.
Don't you see, Mother? This is a great opportunity. If we can keep the GC busy here, our friends will have an even better chance to escape.
Yes, but that will mean...
Mother, we have the element of surprise. And if that is not enough, we have a hope for the future.
We're here. We can barely hear you.
What's your location, please?
Right where you told us to be. Just off the road, near the northern roadblock. Wait, stand by.
Hello?
Chloe, I can't reach Mac. This is urgent. Can you relay to him somehow?
He's on the radio right now. What's up?
They found Elena's body, and they're tracing her phone with GPS.
Uh-oh.
If George has it, they'll know where he is, and if he ditches it, it needs to be far from the co-op.
Hannah, give me the radio.
Yeah, Mac.
The airport is crawling.
Chloe wants to talk to you.
The rooster tail is on the tarmac, but they've drained the fuel.
Okay, hold. Mac, listen, the phone George has is being traced via GPS. Get rid of it. Obviously, not near the co-op.
Okay,
Chang, what about the airport?
All Ptolemy DC peacekeepers and morale monitors are on high alert. They've abandoned the woods and are beginning a sweep of the entire town. We're talking hundreds of personnel and all working vehicles. If you can't get back to Mac's plane, the best I can offer is try to get Abdullah's pilot friend to Cyprus tomorrow.
Oh, forget Cyprus. We'll never get there. Listen, thanks, Chang. I gotta go.
Hang on. We're gonna do a Yui.
What's up?
You didn't hear what she just said?
It was too much static.
Elena's phone.
Yeah?
They got a GPS trace going on it right now.
Sorry, Mac. I didn't even think
I'm
about it.
I'm gonna pull up behind this truck. You need to hang out the window and lob the phone onto the back of the truck.
Got it.
It'll take too long. We don't want to be seen.
A little closer.
Got it.
Okay. Back off. Pull another Yui. The goons following the trace drive right past us.
I see what you're up to. As far as the trace is concerned, we just turn around.
Precisely. And you know why we turned around?
Tell me.
See the lights ahead of us?
Yeah.
Checkpoint.
So the trace assumes we saw the checkpoint and turned around.
Exactly.
But we're driving right through.
Well, yeah, that's the plan.
It should be okay. They're not looking for this truck. We just don't want to do anything suspicious.
Yeah, like picking up two armed women.
Something like that. Hopefully the girls will realize what we're doing.
I'm not even sure when we're going to be able to come back for him.
Maybe we can walk him through with a little diversion.
All right, stick the weapons and the ammo under the seat and get a hat on. There's a pretty good description of you out there. You can't hide big. You can probably cover blonde, though.
Hey, check it out. Is that the truck? The description. Them drove right by, and they're stopping at the roadblock.
Hannah, if you can hear me, give me one click.
Is that George?
Yeah.
Right. Just pulled up to the roadblock. Are you close enough to see us? One for yes,
Oh, wow. What you got going here tonight there, Chief? Ain't seen this many of you guys on the streets since I started working road maintenance. Well, these guys are making it hard on our construction zones, you know, but I guess you got to do what you got to do. What is it you're looking for anyway? Anything I can be watching out for?
Confidential matter, sir. High-level manhunt. Mm. Long day for you guys.
Sorry?
Pretty late for you to be out.
Oh, well, yeah, tell me about it. Had to come back around the long way from the airport. I guess that's part of this deal, too. That place is locked up tight. Went through the roadblock there, though. They cleared us, even though we don't have our papers, because we had to work so late, asphalt and all. Going back to the work shed now.
That's no excuse for you to not have your papers. Everybody is supposed to have their papers all the time.
Oh, we know, and we both feel terrible about that, but we'll have them with us on the way home, I promise.
They let you off down by the airport?
A very nice gentleman there. I mean, we aren't peacekeepers, but we're all working for the people anyhow, right?
That's not by the book.
You know, I thought that very thing and really appreciated that, they weren't hard guys, that were out to give the working man a bad time.
Well, I don't want to make your life miserable either, so let's make this easy for all of us. You and your partner step out of the vehicle, show your marks of loyalty, and you can be on your way.
If you have the shot, take it. They won't be able to bluff through this one. I wish that other guy would get out of his car.
Just want to see our marks?
Yes, sir.
Well, that shouldn't be too hard.
Hand or forehead?
Well, mine's on my forehead here, under my cap. My partner's is... where's yours at, bud?
Hand. Let's have a look.
All right. Where's yours, by the way? You got the image of the potentate, too?
Just the number.
Well, here you go.
He's showing him a blank forehead. What are you waiting for? He's too close to the truck.
I don't see anything.
What? Look! Right here!
Now would be the perfect time.
Here it goes.
Say there, fella. What was that all about, huh? What's the problem?
I don't know. Fire ants or something. Hey, I need some help.
What's the trouble?
Pain in my back. Like I banged into a hot pipe or something. I think a blister's rising.
What are you guys doing? We're not doing anything. What's his problem?
Can I help?
Stay right where you are.
It's hot!
All right, let's go. Pull the radios out of the cars. I'll get the ones off the uniforms.
Ladies, come help us with these cars.
Nice job, ladies. Toss the weapons in the truck bed. Radios, too. George, once you've got those radios disconnected, pop open the trunk.
Here, this is in the back of the truck.
Oh, great. Duct tape. Chloe, you two are going to give us an escort. Once I get... this guy in his trunk. I'll pull the truck in behind you. Hannah, you take the other squad car and fall in behind. You boys hush now. You're going to hurt for a while, but you're not going to die unless you make us shoot you. We're just going for a little ride.
What do we do?
Left Behind. The dramatic audio series is based in part on the book The Remnant by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Music by Steve Wick. Sound design by Glenn West. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.